when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Blood River Radio you're listening to. Blood River Radio. We're the only radio show of our kind, probably in the world, I would imagine. Anyway, it is November the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2019, and we're getting ready to give an outline in a minute. We have been so busy here for a long time. It's going to be a little breather tonight. Believe it or not, we are not on the road, but I'll tell y'all where our other hosts are tonight, and what we're going to do. We have a lot of news, but before we take another step, people, y'all know what we do here at Blood River, all you people in our family. Lee's getting ready to lead us in prayer. Take it away, Lee.
Okay. Everybody bow their heads. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, and please help us in all our needs and wants, and please help us to expose Zionism, and please help all our prisoners in prison. They don't need to be there. Please help their families, and please help prevent a civil war in America, and please help to prevent a world war, and please help Donald Trump, and please help our enemies to see the light. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Thank you so much, Lee. You know, we're going to bring Matt's going to come on in a few minutes and help us out. Matt may be with us for the whole 2 hours. You know, last week, Matt was off and Jacob was off. Matt and Jacob have been working especially Matt. I don't know how Matt does what he does. God bless him. I'm so proud of him. I just love him to pieces. I got Lee here in the studio with me. I was telling Lee how much I love him during the break. He's like my younger brother. And, Lee was getting a dadgum phone call when you know it. Lee's like my younger brother. Matt's like my son. I just love him so doggone much. But anyway, let me get rid of this phone call. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, Sam, listen, y'all, I love Sam. By the way, Brenda said you gave a dynamite prayer 2 weeks ago at the TPC 15th anniversary, Sam. She said you knocked it out of the park, fella. And I thought so, too. You know, I had so much. You know what? I'm going to start off. What we're going to do, that reminds me. I'm going to start off telling what we've done the past couple of weeks here at Blood River. You know, a couple of weeks ago, Blood River, we were with the TPC 15th anniversary in the gang at an undisclosed location. And I had so much fun there. I was just on cloud nine. It took me a couple of days to come down after that. But, you know, we had me and Sam and Lee and Jacob and Matt and Kurt and a host of other people in our room. We were broadcasting out of this really nice hotel. And Sam opened up with the prayer. It's the first time he's ever done it on our show, and he got kudos. Everybody said it was a great prayer, man. It surely was. I think me sitting there giving him, cheering him on. I take credit because I was cheering him on. I was the cheerleader section, man. But he did really good. But I think TPC, that was a wonderful, wonderful meeting we had. TPC, the political suspect people. Yeah, I'm sure you know what that is. But at Blood River, we played a great part there. We had a great, great broadcast in there. We've had several people that said that matter of fact, James from Jimmy from Washington State. We had a couple of people that called. He was one of the couple people that called in and congratulated us on the show that we did. But it wasn't what we did. It was the guests that we brought on. I mean, we absolutely killed it. You have to do things like that. We didn't move the world or make any big political statements. We just kind of recharged our batteries there, had a lot of fun. We had fellowship with the TPC family, the Blood River family. Sam and Kirk came down from Utah, and I was on Liberty Roundtable with them, which what an honor. I was on Liberty Roundtable Friday, but I think that was the 25th. I hope I didn't get them kicked off. I hope I didn't get Sam and them in trouble. But we've been on the road a lot. Back, you know, around Labor Day, as you may know, we were in over in Harrison, Arkansas, with the Knights, with the Ku Klux Klan, and several other groups over there. We've been invited back. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to speak back over there. Believe it or not, they've asked me to come back over in April and speak again. Dr. Hill's going to be speaking. Earl Holt's going to be speaking. There's going to be a host of speakers. I'm not the guest of honor this time, but I'm close to it. Dr. Hill trumps me. Also, before that, as you well know, another place I was so proud of, we went to Montgomery Bell back in June, and we helped make that thing a success. Well, me and Sam and Blood River guys, we broadcast from 8 to 10. Sam let us on his show, man. What an honor that was. And from 6 to 4 to 6, we did Blood River. From 6 to 9, we helped James do his show, Political Cesspool. And listen, last week, if y'all were listening in, we were down in Poscount, Mississippi. And I meant to send Sam an email about this. Liberty News Radio was probably the first radio, the first news network in the world to carry out, to broadcast a operation carried out by the League of the South. Last Saturday morning, about 6:30, the League of the South, they were down in Mississippi, and they went to the Emmett Till Memorial to make a statement. And the statement they made, well, me and Lee, we didn't go to the exact memorial site. We were, I guess, 20, 30 miles away in Potts Camp. And we broadcast from there. And we let the guys in the League of the South come on and talk about why they did it. And they say they did it. No, you know, they weren't trying to be any kind of so-called. And I hate to even use the word hatred because, you know, I'll tell you what, I got more hate men you can count than you can put into Mississippi River. But I keep it contained. I'm not going to lie and tell you I don't hate because I do. I mean, if you want to see somebody who knows how to hate, you're looking at him. But I keep it in control. If I didn't keep it in control, I'd be in prison. Yeah, well, you know, yeah, like just right. Jesus Christ is a Prince of Peace, but I'm still falling short. One of these days. But you know what? God hated Esau. God hated Esau in the womb. So if it's good enough for God, it's good enough for Pappy. But, you know, anyway, we broadcasted. We were the first radio show in the United States to carry that League of the South protest down at the Emmett Till Memorial. And the reason they did it because they wanted to make a statement. Where are the memorials for the thousands and thousands of white people who have been butchered by blacks over the years? And when we come back, when Matt comes on, he's got a story he's going to cover about Silicon Valley. But we're also going to talk about this atrocity that happened back in the, I think it's the winter of 2007. You may remember a young kid by the name of Christian Newsom and his girlfriend, Shannon Christian. They were raped. They were carjacked, then kidnapped, and they were sodomized, and they were raped, and they were tortured, and they were set on fire, and their bodies were dismembered and stuffed in plastic bags like so much garbage. Anyway, people, hear the music. We're going to bring Matt on now, and he's got a story he's going to cover, and we're going to cover this other endless set of things we have to cover. So hang on to your seat, people. We'll be right back.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say somebody.
Well, people, we're right back. As we said before the break, we're going to play Matt. Oh, Matt, how are you doing tonight, son? Matt, you there, fella?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm doing great. It's getting chilly. Everybody better get their coats on, right? No, it's
hey, you're like some of our guys down there in Mississippi. They told us that we were down. Me and Lee were down there last Saturday. They said it took them 90 minutes to watch a 60-minute show. Do you like that?
That's right. I ain't that slow. I tell you, no, it's just getting cold. But what I'm noticing is all these guys are wearing their hoodies and their sweaties and all that. And to me, you know, it's still kind of 40, t-shirt weather a little bit. So I don't know, maybe not quite ready to break out the coats, but it's getting there. What do you think? Well,
you told me the other day wait a minute now. I think I caught you fibbing, old Pappy, because you told me the other day you were up there, it was about 20 degrees. You said you was in the short sleeve weather and you were making fun of all these sissies in the north and couldn't handle that cold. So I don't know about that. So, hey, but you know what? I'm calling an audible. I want you to do something. We've only done it once other time in our broadcast career. Can you guess what it is?
I don't know what. Get a donation.
I want you to say. Hey, I know this makes sound kind of crazy, but I want you to say another prayer if you don't mind. Just quick prayer to get our show going. Lee's already said one, but I just feel like we need to pray again because you know what? And I'll tell you why. I'm getting kind of off my outline, but you know, me and Lee were down Mississippi last week, and I talked to you since then, and I said, and I love the guys in the league, don't get me wrong, and I love a lot of the guys in the so-called hard right, but I told Matt, and Matt agrees with me, there's too much paganism in our movement. There's too much pseudo-paganism. There's too many people that are borderline atheists and non-Christians, and me and Matt agree, so does Lee, we ain't going to do squat. If God is not in our movement, if God Almighty is not behind us, the Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ is the one that's going to make all the judgments. He come back. His God, the Father, is going to allow him to make all the judgments. So we better be straight with him. But our people, Matt, and you and I talked about this, they need Jesus Christ, son. So if you don't mind, Matt, I know you're an ace prayer buddy. If you don't mind, would you say a quick prayer? I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you say a prayer for us?
I'll say a prayer, but I'm really glad you brought this up. And I actually, can I talk about it a few minutes after the prayer? I really want to spend on this.
You can do anything you want to do. You know that. You don't have to ask Pappy.
Let me preface the prayer and say, I don't have any more access to God than any of you out there, people. We're Protestants. We don't have to go through anybody. But I really do appreciate the kind words, and I'll be glad to pray anytime. But I have no more access to God and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, than any of you out there. Remember that as we get to the Lord.
And you know, James, Matt, I want to cut you off, but Matt had no idea. I promise he had no clue what I was going to do. I don't even know what I'm going to do for the next minute. Sam can tell you that. Anyway, because I've already gotten off my outline already. But I didn't want to interrupt you, Matt. I just want people to know that Pappy was putting you on the spot, son.
Well, that's okay.
I love you to death.
Let's go to the Lord. You go ahead. Father, wake our people up. Lord, we have the scriptures that says it's profitable to reprove and rebuke those who are in error. And Father, it says for us not to be ashamed to do that or shy to do that. Father, I pray that you help us to open up the hearts of our brethren, our kinsmen, and if they're not brethren in you and brothers and sisters in Christ, we pray that they come to know who the shepherd is before it's too late. Before the reapers come and harvest all the crop out of the earth, Father, we pray that they accept you and get grafted into the tree of life. Thank you for your love and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. So I wanted to talk paganism. I wanted to talk a minute about this paganism. So it says in 2 Timothy, it says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming, and y'all tell me in the audience if this is not right now, if we are not living in these times, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded and endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. And tell me that's not where we are right now. These people, they always want to try to find somebody to fit their doctrines. So that's what I see all around me. Folks.
Absolutely, Matt. And I'm going to tell you something else, Matt. You know how we hammer the Jews, and we do, and they are. We do know that Satan, the Jews that do not recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as God Almighty. Saint John himself, he laid it out there and said, "He who denies that Christ is the Son of God, he is the Antichrist." But you know what, Matt? And I'll see if you agree with me. We can't blame everything on the Jews. I mean, the Jews can put out this filth in Hollywood. And put out the filth in the street with this, 39 different sexual, genders, whatever they call it. But you know what? It's our stupid, reprobate, lazy, worthless people that eat that crap up. The Jews, there's no Jew out there with a gun that comes along and says, hey, I want you to say that you're 9A, 9B, 9C. Sound like they're talking about some type of hepatitis. What do you think about that, Matt?
Well, that day's coming, unfortunately. At least we know that from Revelation. It says clearly that the church is going to be persecuted. There's going to be persecuted souls. But, we're not there yet. And right now, people are choosing to join the synagogue of Satan. It's like I was listening to Pastor Chuck Baldwin today on a sermon. He made a great point. He said, a lot of people are coming along and trying to rope Christians and Christianity back into the fold of Judaism. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but that's basically the gist of what he said. He said, there are so many false teachers who are trying to get you to apply the feast days back into your life and to put all this back. They're trying to lay this yoke of the law back onto you. And so many of our Christians, like you say, are adopting it. They're buying into it and believing it and going that direction. They're doing it to themselves, unfortunately. And one of the things, like, for example, there's people who consider themselves in our movement and everything who believe that we need to live, like, according to dietary laws and stuff. And I disagree with this. I mean, just completely. It's not... I really find, like, no precedent in Scripture that says we're supposed to live like their dietary laws in the Old Testament. And everything that Jesus came to do was to fulfill the gospel, you know. And then that you've got the whole other side of the coin where people go the opposite direction from that spectrum. Then they instead of us applying that stuff, they go the complete opposite direction, and they say, well, we're supposed to reject all of our culture. And here's where I have a little bit of an issue with, because there's people who say things like, well, Easter is a pagan holiday. We can't celebrate that. Well, folks, we became a Christianized people. We're not teaching our children that they're worshiping chocolate bunnies and eggs. We're teaching our children about the resurrection and the death of Christ, our Lord and Christ Jesus, and his resurrection. What harm is it doing them to have an Easter egg hunt? It's a fun child game that reinforces the teaching that we did about Jesus Christ. So that's a cultural thing. So there's like the whole opposite end of the spectrum there. What do you think about that, Eddie?
Well, I could not agree with you more. If you want to know the truth, I think, well, I hear the music, but before we come back, I'm going to make this, before we go to the break, I'm going to say, I think people condemning Halloween, Easter, stuff like that, I think that's part of Judaism, starting to, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this rule, that rule, you got to take 3 steps, say, Mother, may I. We'll delve back into that after when we come back here for the break. By the way, we have totally thrown the outline away, but that's okay. Hang on, people, we'll be right back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Medicare's Part B premium for outpatient care will rise by nearly 7% to $144.60 per month starting in 2020. They blame the rising spending on medications. The $9.10 monthly increase follows a smaller $1.50 rise this year. It comes after Social Security announced a modest cost of living raise for 2020 that works out to an average of $24 per month. Medicare also announced that an annual Part B outpatient deductible will increase by $13 to $198 next year, and the Part A inpatient deductible will increase by $44 to $1,408 in 2020. A recent study found that more than half of seriously ill Medicare enrollees face financial hardships over medical bills, and prescription drugs are the leading problem. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump dismissed a Chinese official's assertion that his administration has agreed to roll back some of the higher tariffs it imposed on Chinese goods. The Chinese official had said the two sides agreed to a phased cancellation of the tariff hikes as part of a new agreement. Trump told reporters at the White House, I know they'd like to have a rollback, and I have not agreed to anything. Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Magro has pleaded not guilty to domestic violence, child endangerment, false imprisonment, and a number of other misdemeanors after an arrest in the Hollywood Hills. The 33-year-old Ortiz Magro entered the plea in Los Angeles to 7 misdemeanor counts that also included criminal threats, brandishing a weapon, and resisting arrest. Police say Ortiz Magro was uncooperative, and they had to use a stun gun to take him into custody. Ortiz Magro has had frequent disputes with Jennifer Harley, his on-and-off girlfriend and mother of his child. Harley has also been arrested involving scuffles with Ortiz Magro, but charges at that time were dismissed. This is USA Radio News.
my day.
Okay. Oh, hello, everybody. This is Lee. Eddie's doing some business, and he's checking on why Alabama is losing. But anyway, I just wanted to say a few words about, you know what we're talking about, you know, Judaism. But now there's another threat I didn't know about to a few months ago. It's, we'll go back to Matt in a second, but it's called Noahide laws. I don't understand all of them, but I will recommend everybody, since, you know, this is our classwork room, to try to go to Adam Green website on BitChute, but or YouTube. They're censoring him, and he has like an hour show about the Noahide laws. You know, they're from Noah, and the Jews want all the Christians to, there are seven of them. I apologize, but we can talk about that later.
No. But, see, that's a great point, Lee, actually, because that's exactly what they're trying to do. They want to rope us back. They want to rope us back into their view of religion. And here again, I want to correct you on one point. Those Noah laws are not from Noah.
They're not?
Noah and his story had very specific meaning for us as Christians. But what happened is the Jews have taken that story and have made these seven laws based on that story. And the laws have very little relevance to the story of Noah and the Ark. They have very little relevance. But what they want to do is apply this universal seven laws onto all the world. And that's them trying to rope Christians back into their Judaism, back into their system. That's what they were trying to do with Jesus Christ. When Jesus came, over and over and over again, they keep asking him for a sign. And they keep giving him tests. They keep bringing him this prostitute woman or this adulterer, and they keep testing Jesus because they want Jesus to say the things that fit their view of religion. And that's why several times when they do this, he thwarts them, and it makes them angry. There's several times where they even try to kill Jesus. And it's a really tragic thing that these people are trying to do to us. But that's where, like you said, Adam Green is talking all about them building the third temple in Jerusalem. They've been selling, yes. I don't know how many of our audience knows this, but they've been actually selling coins with Donald Trump's face on one side, and you flip the coin over and there's Cyrus the Great. And they call him Cyrus the Great because Cyrus allowed the Jews to go back and rebuild their temple. So they are claiming that Trump is allowing the Jews to go back and build the third temple now, the new incarnation of their temple.
Well, Chuck Baldwin was saying, you know, Christian Zionism, they're helping to bring in the devil, the Antichrist. You know, they're just brainwashed.
Yeah, it's absolutely looking like that. It says in Thessalonians, it says that before the Antichrist comes, there's going to be a great rebellion among the people, and then the Antichrist will come. And, you know, that's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I think it's chapter 2, but it's in 1 Thessalonians.
Okay.
Small book. Go read it yourselves, people.
Yeah, check it out. That's why we have people. Don't take our word for it. Read it.
Yeah, it's a good book to read. So they
They
talk about the Great Rebellion, and that's what I think, in my opinion, we have seen a great rebellion against God and his truth with all this transgenderism, all this homosexuality, all this people gnashing their teeth against our ancestral monuments and trying to pull them over, trying to upset all borders and laws. We've seen a global rebellion against all truth and goodness. And I think that the world stage is setting. I'm not saying it's not going to get worse. I'm not saying that there's not another 1,000 years before the Antichrist comes on the scene. But the reality is Thessalonians has told us what's happened. And for those who have eyes to see and those who have ears to hear, listen and hear.
And listen to Chuck Baldwin, Adam Green, and do your own research and get up to date about all this. you want to say something, Eddie?
Oh, no, I'm just sitting here. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. I had to leave. You know, does it never fail? You try to get in touch with somebody for 2 days, and the only time when they call back is when you're right in the middle of the broadcast. I try to call a brother to read a letter over the air that he wrote to the Barnes Review, and I'll be damned. He calls, then I go back and call him right back. That's what Lee took over for me, thank God, and couldn't get him. But anyway, I hope I didn't interrupt anything, but Matt was asking me what I think about, you know, like what I'll think about, for instance, like I think he said about your Christmas tree and Easter eggs, et cetera, Halloween. Oh, that's right. Oh, Alabama's getting kicked hard, man. I'll tell you, but that's the way it is because, you know what, they turned their back on Christ probably.
Bread and circuses, bread and circuses. That's right. Yeah.
But, you know, it's all in the spirit. It's not what goes into the body that pollutes, it's what comes out. You know, if you want to let your kids go pick up an Easter egg, and if it's all, this is my opinion. It's not hurting a thing. If you're going out there and you're telling your kids this egg is God, you have to worship this egg. I think y'all already made that point. If you want to go trigger, I did it. I know some of the greatest Christians I know did all that stuff. But, you know, kind of shifting gears a little bit, I'd like to go back, y'all, and plug something we plugged last week about the League of the South and Dr. Hill. Me and Lee talked about this. Me and Matt talked about it a lot. People, I'm telling you flat out, I've been told that I'm a worry warrior. And I am. I'm really worried about Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs. They are the head of the League of the South, and they're catching all the flack. They're the lightning rod for the whole organization of the league. You know, I'm a member of the league. Matt's a member. But they don't care about us. They're trying to take down our leaders. And in case you didn't listen to the show last week, they're hauling our brother, Dr. Hill, and our brother, Michael Tubbs. They're hauling them into court into Charlottesville. And we don't know when. They're playing with them. The beast, the great Satan, who's got that gulag ready for him up there in Charlottesville in the state of Virginia. You know, Charlottesville, you know, would make Joseph Stalin look proud. It would make the Cheka look proud. There is no law up there. They've got to go up there. Oh, would you want to say something?
Yeah, I'll just say, I'm afraid Dr. Hill and the other gentlemen, they're going to go to prison because look at the way they're railroading Trump. The court system is totally screwed up. It's corrupt. But what is their worst? What they're going to get life in prison? What's going on?
Well, you know, I was talking to Dr. Hill and I asked him. I said, "Are they going to try to bring criminal charges?" If right now there's no criminal charges at all. But people, they are in danger. And what they're this if the the best case scenario is that the great Satan is trying to bust up the League of the South, which is probably the most effective pro-white organization. It's a white civil defense organization in the world. You know, we consider ourselves a white civil defense organization here at Blood River Radio, but we can't hold a candle to Dr. Hill. We're just trying to get the news out. So the bottom line is, if you people will, please go to the website of the League of the South and donate because this costing thousands of dollars for lawyers. And there's more than one lawsuit, Lee, and y'all would know that. There's multiple lawsuits that Dr. Hill and the League of the South having to face up to. And I have to tell you flat out, Dr. Hill's worried. I know fear when I see it. I've been around fear enough all my life. And I'm not saying he's a fear of a coward, but he's worried. I mean, he's got the guy's like the George Washington of our time, in my opinion. You know, he's holding up the entire League of the South on his shoulders, him and Michael Tubbs. And not only that, they're attacking his livelihood.
They're trying to bankrupt League of the South. Their strategy.
Yes. And also people, if you would please send some money into Blood River Radio. It costs us a lot to stay on the air. And listen, we're trying to make Blood River Radio the lifeline of the news that no one else carries. We're trying to be, if you notice, we've got ourselves embedded deeply with the Knights in Arkansas, with the Knights of the Klan, another great organization that's pro-white. There's been many lies told about them. We've embedded into League of the South. Well, hell, we're members of the League of the South, and we're trying to reach out to other groups. We got another group reached out to us just today, got an email. They put us on their website where people start listening to our show. I'm proud of that. So please help us. Go read our website. We are a virtual meeting house. Just picture us. It's just picture that we have a a 10,000 seat gigantic church, like this Bellevue Baptist whorehouse over here. They call it church. It ain't nothing but a stinking Sodom and Gomorrah whorehouse.
Worship Israel. That's worship right. Israel's idol.
That's right. But we're a virtual meeting house here, Matt and Lee. That's what we're trying to do. And we're trying to organize and unite people. And believe it or not, I've gotten 10,000 miles off the script, but that's okay. Listen, when we come back, I'm going to wind this up. I hear the music. We'll come right back. I'm going to wind this up. We'll go to a few points, and we'll go back to Matt and Lee when we come back. Hang on, people. We'll be right back. So please, God, send us in some money.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
A Venus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk?
Do you feel lucky out there, Punk? You better. I tell you, you need a hell of a lot more than luck when Blood River gets after you. Anyway, people, we'll be right back. I don't want to sound like I'm just begging and begging and begging for money, but we have a donate button on that button. A lot of money to get that donating button up. And the only donation we've ever had through that stinking button was our co-host, Matt Goodwin. He's the only person that ever donated. But people, I'll tell you flat out, it costs, if you pay by the month, it takes about $350 a month. That's just for airtime on the show. That doesn't count when we go out traveling to, you know, all of our creation. But it's about $350 a month. We're trying to raise enough money. We would like to pay for a couple of years in advance because you get a little bit better deal like that. Plus, Sam can plan better. I mean, Sam is working right close to the bone right now. Sam gets by. He's making bills, but that's about it. Sam's got two more jobs. So, listen, if you will, people, if you value the work we're doing, I mean, we're sticking our neck out. We're sticking our thumb in the eye of the beast. And so please help us. Help us help Dr. Hill. I mean, we can't get the word out. And we're getting the word out for these other people like Dr. Hill. We can't do that if we get shut down off the air. And
please send it through Israel so we can get the money, okay?
That's
Daddy?
Right. People, I'd like to say something. Amen to that.
We got to go through Israel to get to God.
I wish we could. I tell you, maybe we need to let one of our guys sell out to get some of that money. Like, what's his name? Kushner. But anyway, I'm going to throw a couple of points out there. God knows I've got out way off our outline. But anyway, you know, we went down Dr. Hill, and then we went down to this Tillman, this Emmett Till thing. And I started thinking about that, I went in and I remember back in back in 2007, one of the most brutal, gruesome murders ever. I think I might have alluded to this before during the first break. We had Christian Newsom, who was a 23-year-old, real handsome kid. He looked like he's about 16. His girlfriend, Shannon Christian. Listen, they were carjacked right out of in front of some nice apartments in Knoxville, Tennessee, I think four black males, one black female. They were, you know, at gunpoint. They were forced to drive to an old shack over in Darktown, and there, both Channing, the lady, and the boy, were sodomized repeatedly, and not just, you know, human sodomizing, but with like bottles and 2x4s and stuff. They poured acid and Drano, all kinds of chemicals down the girl's throat and her eyes. A beautiful, beautiful girl. You ought to go into the internet and read this. They chopped them up. They set the boy on fire. They chopped Channing up and put her in a plastic bag. Mm. She died while she was still breathing. But you know, you never hear the news say one stinking thing about that. Now, they have a memorial up there, but there's thousands and thousands of white women raped every year by blacks. You never hear a single word about that. You never hear, there's no monuments at all to the people I know that were killed over in South Memphis when I was coming up. You know, none whatsoever. So anyway, that's one of the things we talked about. That we talked about last week down there at in Potts Camp, and I have some other stuff to talk about. Let me see. One guy, and I know Matt knows him. His name was Joel Price. He was saying that. And I'm going to shut up in just a second. He was saying that he was saying that what brought him into the League of the South, where the League of the South is different from any other organization I know, and we've kind of taken. Actually, I didn't copy off of them. I decided we'd do it. We're not going to sit here behind the microphone 24/7, 365 days a year. We're going to take it out in the street. We see the League of the South has always taken it to the field and operations. They've been to, you know, Pikeville, Kentucky. They've been to New Orleans, Louisiana. They've been to Charlottesville, Virginia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's what brought him in there. And listen, before I go to Matt, here's some of the reasons he said that it's good. Like, there's five or six guys go down to Pat Tillman Memorial. You say, well, they didn't do anything. Well, yes, they did. It showed, and I didn't even think about this, it shows other people that are like-minded with us that don't know that there's other people like us. They think they're the only people out there thinking like we do. So when that gets in national news, and it did, and like I said, Liberty News, Blood River, were the first ones to carry that news story. People all over the United States, all over the world say, hey, there's some people out there thinking exactly like I do. I'm not totally helpless. I can do something. Sam did a speech a couple of weeks ago, The Power of One. You can be one person. You can go out there. You can be effective. You can be proactive. And you know what? You can join an organization like the Liberty South. You can send some money in the Blood River. Now back to you, man. I'm sorry I got on too much of a roll, son.
No, it's fun. I think it does a wonders when young men see other guys stand up. I think specifically about young men because they've been attacked and assaulted from all sides with this one thought, one stream of agenda that if you're not an effeminate, white, worthless little boy of a white man, then you're not a real white man. And young white men that see us out in the streets see us at these monuments, see us making a stand, given an alternate perspective on life, I think it does wonders to them. I mean, they really get to see that and kind of wake up from it. So the more the merrier. I mean, yeah, there is power in one, but one becomes two, two becomes three, three becomes nine people, nine becomes 18. We need people who are listening even to this radio broadcast to take what our future ahead of us, take it serious, and actually stand behind these people. Like Dr. Hill going up to Charlottesville, I'm sorry, but he's walking into a very dangerous situation. I mean,
We are walking into it. Me and Matt are going to be there. And, we're going to be there. We're not going to let him go into that. And some of our other brothers are going to go too. And not to cut you off, but and if possible, we're going to broadcast. We're going to give Sam plenty of advance notice before we go, before the trial. And maybe, if nothing else, we can carry right there, boots on the ground, right there, minute-to-minute news as it's happening across with Liberty News Radio. And then maybe if we're not in jail, if we're still alive, from 4 to 6, we'll do Blood River. We're going to go up there with Dr. Hill, aren't we, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. Where is your line that you're not going to allow them to cross anymore, people? Like, what you don't stand up for today, you're going to lose tomorrow. And it's that simple. And what Dr. Hill is facing is, we've already seen several court cases up in Virginia in the wake of Charlottesville, and every one of them have been decidedly against us. When are we going to stand up and say, this is our guy, we're standing with him? That's what I want to ask people that. They're cowards if they don't. They're cowards if they run from that, because tomorrow they're coming for you. Tomorrow it's worse. Today is the best day to resist anybody. So
I'm glad you brought that up, Matt.
Don't wait, people. Join us and take this stuff serious, because it's been time. It's been time.
Amen. You know, that meshes right into what I said last week. I won't get quite as hot and quite as radical as I did last week, because Brenda says, you need to tone it down. This is my wife. So maybe I do. But listen, I'm bad about going off on a 30-year-old millennial airhead, so I'm not going to go off too bad on that. But listen, let me tell you guys, people like Dr. Hill, people like Michael Tubbs, they're going into the lion's den. And me and Matt, other guys in Blood River and from the League of the South, we're going up there with them. And we know there's going to be no justice. We know there's no justice there whatsoever. In fact, I even told Dr. Hill, I'm going way out on a limb right now. I told Dr. Hill, well, Dr. Hill, let's come to this right here. You know you're going to get no justice up there. If they're going to try to make a criminal trial out of it, it's come to the point we our government is not really a government. It is like a Jewish Zion. Here's what it is. It's a Judeo Bushelvic satanic cabal that's in Washington, D.C. It's in Tel Aviv. It's in London, England. It's in Berlin, Germany. And so that's what they are. They're not a government. I don't recognize their authority. What was that you say, Sam? Hey, Sam's chiming in. What was that, Brother Sam? That's right. Sam said, hey, that's right. Well, Sam said, other than that, it's not so bad. But, you know, it's come to the point. And I told Dr. Hill,
so bad.
we're going to have to refuse to be arrested. I mean, would you let like the Bloods and the Crips come into your house and arrest you? I damn sure wouldn't. If we know they're criminals, if we know they're just coming to kill us, why are you going to sit here and take it? You're not going to be like General Forrest and just say you never take an attack. You always maneuver around the table.
But Eddie, be careful, because they'll take that the wrong way, and they'll come arrest us when we walk out of the door saying you're promoting the hurting people.
Well, that's why Lee's got to go out the door first.
But Eddie, I'm going to stay here and plan your funeral, okay?
Well, listen, we got to go out the door to get the flowers.
There was a time in this country when our men took matters into their own hands and stood up for justice. And that Emmett Till desecration of a plaque down there, whatever they have, that is a monument to the fact that our men used to stand up for our women. Our men used to stand up for each other in our own communities. Eddie sent me an article a few weeks ago about a town in Arkansas, where we'll be right back.
Be right back, Sid. But we'll be right back. We're going to be back, and we're going to light it up a little bit more. I think I stuttered something. Lee, it's your fault.
It's my fault. You blame it on me.
We'll see you in a few minutes, people.